Title: California Court of Appeal affirms that Dynamex's ABC independent contract test is limited to claims arising under wage orders. Content: In Jesus Cuitlahuac Garcia versus Border Transportation Group, LLC, et al., the California Court of Appeal, 4th Appellate District has held that the ABC test set forth in Dynamex Operations West Incorporated v. Superior Court, for Cal.5th 903, 2018, applies only to causes of action brought under wage orders. Plaintiff Garcia was a taxicab driver for several years with Border Transportation Group, BTG. In 2015, a year after ceasing work for BTG, he sued BTG and two individual defendants for various wage and hour violations. The trial court granted defendant's motion for summary judgment on the basis that Plaintiff Garcia was an independent contractor, not an employee. The trial court considered defendant's evidence, which established various ways in which it did not exercise control over Garcia, including evidence concerning the secondary indicia set forth in S.G. Borrello and Sons Incorporated v. Department of Industrial Relations, 48 Cal.3d 341, 1989, that bear on employment status. While on appeal, the California Supreme Court issued its ruling in Dynamex, which adopted the ABC test to determine the employee independent contractor question as to wage order claims. The Court of Appeal diverges from Massachusetts's formulation of Part C of the ABC test. BTG argued in supplemental briefing that even under Dynamex, Garcia was an independent contractor because the Supreme Court adopted the Massachusetts version of the ABC test, and a 2015 Massachusetts case, Sebago v. Boss. Cab Dispatch Incorporated, 28N.E.2D 1139, applied that same version of the ABC test to find that taxicab lessees were independent contractors. The 4th Appellate District rejected the ABC test as set forth in Sebago because the court there defined the critical inquiry in Part C of the ABC test as whether the worker is capable of performing the service to anyone wishing to avail themselves of the services or, conversely, whether the nature of the business compels the worker to depend on a single employer for the continuation of the services. However, Dynamex makes clear that the question in Part C is not whether the employer prohibited or prevented a worker from engaging in an independently established business. The Court of Appeal stated that the Massachusetts test is simply not the formulation of Part C articulated in Dynamex. Instead, the appropriate inquiry under Part C is whether the person engaged in covered employment actually has such an independent business, occupation, or profession, not whether he or she could have one. Rejecting Sebago's formulation of the ABC test, the 4th Appellate District looked to a recent Connecticut Supreme Court decision which similarly rejected the Massachusetts test for Part C. Because the Connecticut Supreme Court declined the Massachusetts test for Part C based on JSF Promotions Incorporated v. Administrator 828A.2D 609-613, Con 2003, a case favorably cited by Dynamex, the court concluded that it follow, s, the Kirby, of Norwich v. Administrator, Unemployment Compensation Act, 176A.3D 1180, Con 2018, approach and reject, s, Sebago's alternative construction. The court then found that defendants failed to establish Part C of the ABC test. Specifically, defendants did not establish that Garcia is customarily engaged in an independently established trade, occupation, or business apart from his work for BTG. ABC test applies solely to wage order claims. The good news, however, is that the Court of Appeal held that Dynamex's ABC independent contractor test applies only to causes of action arising under the IWC wage orders. The court cited California Trucking Association, v. Su, 903F.3D 953, 959, FN 4. 9th Circle 2018, which recognized that Dynamex did not purport to replace the Borrello standard in every instance where a worker must be classified as either an independent contractor or an employee for purposes of enforcing California's labor protections. The court also reasoned that Dynamex contemplated the different standards that could apply to different statutory claims and found it is possible under Borrello that a worker may properly be considered an employee with reference to one statute but not another. Finally, the Court of Appeal in Dynamex had expressly held that the Borrello standard is applied to causes of action predicated solely on labor code, which the Cal.